Welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. I hope you all are doing well in the midst of what's going on here in America and around the world. Not just COVID, but with everything going on with us fighting against police brutality. And I know if you listen to this podcast and I know what side you're on. So thank you guys for all of your posts, reposts, shares that you guys do with me, having hard conversations, making people uncomfortable, because until we do, nothing will change. And I did do two other podcasts about this topic. So go ahead and scroll through and check those out. It's called When Is Enough Enough? And off the top of my head, I can't remember. I'll have to pull it up. Let's see if I do it enough time to keep running my mouth so there's no lag. So keep fighting the good fight, and when will enough be enough are the two podcasts where I talk about what's going on here in America and with our whole stance on police brutality. And I did a YouTube live stream about what it's like for me to be Black in America right now. And I talk about voting. We had our primaries and all of that. So hopefully you guys registered, you guys are voted. If you have not registered to vote, so we can make sure our votes are heard. November is a super important election, but not only is it just for the president of the United States, there's other offices and local government and things like that included in that. And I know that that was what it was for our primaries. We hired sheriffs, all types of stuff. We redid our systems here in Georgia. So I hope you guys are doing the same in your cities. But you guys are not here for none of that political jargon. You guys are here to know, are your standards too high when it comes to dating and men or women or whatever the case may be? Now, I had an idea. I wanted to do this actually on YouTube, but I feel like with my podcast, I could talk to y'all, I could be real, I could be raw. So this is what we're gonna bring it here. But there's this interview going around where B. Simone is speaking to Nick Cannon, and she's talking about what type of man she wants to date. Now, B. Simone said that she wanted an entrepreneur, somebody had a hustler mentality, somebody who understood her grind and that does not have a 9-to-5. And I think that everybody is in an uproar because I've been seeing stuff on social media, people trying to cancel B. Simone, calling her crazy, all this other stuff. I'm going to break down my opinion, but I think people are upset because what they perceived for her to say is that anybody with a 9-to-5 is not a hustler, or they don't have a hustler mentality, which most of us know that that's not the case. I'm a great example of that. I have a 9-to-5 and I have many hustles, you know, and a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, you got to remember where you came from. You used to have a 9-to-5 too, which she said. She did say that she had a 9-to-5, but that's her personal preference, and we can't knock people for their personal preference. We can only focus on our own. But I do want to say, and not even talking about B. Simone, she's her own person. Y'all know I love and rock with her, so I'm not gonna bash her at all. But I understand why people are upset, but I really think it was the words she used versus what she meant, or maybe she meant exactly what she said. I don't know. I don't know her personally. However, what I will say is, in my experience of dating, and if you guys have been on this podcast for a long time, you guys know that I'm very open. I've had multiple relationships, some great, some okay. Never been in horrible, horrible, horrible relationships. I've only been cheated on one time, to my knowledge. Now, that's a whole mouthful. To my knowledge, I've only been cheated on once, and that was like when I was 19. So most of the relationships I've been in, whether they've lasted or not, have been really with good dudes. And I will say that I used to have this list because my end goal was to get married. Marriage, I used to put marriage on a pedestal. And if you guys, again, have been following this podcast, you know how I felt in the past about marriage. I used to put marriage on a pedestal. I used to think that that was the end all be all. I used to think that, oh, when I get married, I'm just going to be happy. I'm going to have my man and it's going to be a wrap. As I've gotten older and as I've continued to date different people, and this is why I always tell people, date as much as you can, respectfully, of course. And just because you date a lot doesn't mean you have to sleep with everybody, doesn't mean that I've dated everybody and busted it open for everybody. Absolutely not. Every boyfriend also has not had the box, okay? So don't get that twisted. But date as much as you can because you get to know different personalities and how other people were raised. And when you date other people and date outside of your box or your list, it opens up a different perspective to your life. So my list used to be thick. Now, okay, I'm going to break down the difference between standards, requirements, and like dream items, right? Now, standards, like when people say, oh, your standards are too high, your standards should never be questioned. Like, let your standards be as high as the sky, as high as God allow them, no limits. And people confuse standards with preferences. Standards are, I'm treated with respect at all times. I am not lied to. I am honored. I am cherished. I am loved. We're going to communicate in my relationship. We're going to talk to each other with respect. I won't allow anybody in my life unless they treat me in the way that I feel is best. And ladies, I have to challenge the princess mentality because I had that at one time too. It's not the whole treat me like a princess. That's your daddy's job. Your man is supposed to treat you like a queen. And if he treats you like a queen, then you're his equal. And you're going to bring just as much to the table as he is. Men, vice versa. Y'all can't go around looking for these queens and y'all settling for IG models or these unrealistic body standards. You know, it's really cute. You know, I call them the Fashion Nova models. Plastic surgery is great. And I'm not knocking it. I say, hey, girl, you got the coin, you got the right doctor, you did your research, and that's something that makes you happy, go after it. But there's a very unrealistic expectation for a lot of women to have this curvaceous body and this tiny little waist. Believe me, especially in Atlanta, 9 times out of 10, if a woman has a big ass and she's not thick, she has a big ass, not thick, and her waist is skinny, she done had a BBL. Again, I'm not knocking a BBL. Hell, I would have had a BBL a long time ago if your girl has somewhere to put some fat. Because a BBL is where it's a Brazilian butt lift. And what that is when you suck fat out of like your midsection, your stomach, and you put it in your booty. You put it all up in the right places. Queen Naja's had it. She's been very open about this. A lot of celebrities have had BBLs and regular girls too. Aaliyah's face on YouTube, I love her. She's had a BBL, but she's very open about it. I'm not outing anybody. They've actually put this out themselves and done videos. So if you guys want to do your research, go ahead and do your research. But that's a very unrealistic standard, and it's a very risky procedure. People have died doing that procedure. So I need men to stop having this unrealistic expectation of how their women should look with these huge booties, little tiny waists, and little legs, and in shape, and all of that. Like, a lot of girls get in shape after they have a BBL because they got to maintain it. As y'all can see, I get a little irritated with that one because it's a very real unrealistic body image. I digress. But women, we can't want a man to have all of these material things and not come with substance. For instance, I was talking to a coworker and she said that one of her friends wants somebody who looks like they have money. That is the dumbest criteria that you can ever put on your list. You know why? I'm gonna break it down, ladies. The men who truly have money do not flaunt it, hardly floss it, and they're very low key. They might wear like some like certain shoes or a little certain shirt or maybe a little chain or two, but men who really have money, who really, really, really have money, do not just waste it on frivolous things. You know, they may have a nice car, they may have a home, they may pop a bottle every once in a while, but if you see a man constantly in a club and he's not a promoter, that's a difference. If you're constantly in the club and he's a promoter and he's actually working, that's a whole different ballgame. But if he's constantly in his club and he's not a promoter, he's always at the bottle, da-da-da, he always in Gucci or trying to do what's his bank account looking like? That's what I want to know. I'd rather a man that wears the same things all the time and has a bomb-ass savings, but each his own. But I've learned over the years, men with real money don't even want you to know what they do until they're comfortable with you, right? So money, and also, let me say this too, money can come and go. What I think most women should look for is somebody who is financially independent and on whatever level that is, whether that man's making $40,000 or $60,000 to $80,000 to $90,000 to $120,000. Can he self-sustain himself? Will he need you to put a roof over his head, drive his car, pay his bill? Like, he should be self-sustaining just like you should be self-sustaining. Unless you guys have an agreement to come together and work together to make y'all's lives better or easier or whatever the case. But that should be a joint effort. It shouldn't be one person pulling all the weight while one person stays at home and doesn't do anything, you know. But And I'm not talking about stay-at-home moms. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about where one person is busting their ass, coming home, barely making rent, barely paying. You barely got money to pay your bills, but your dude is leeching off of you. Or he's sitting on the couch. Or he's coming home and not contributing. Or he's in your house. He might have a job, but he's in your house, but he's not contributing to your bills. But he's over there every day. When you're cooking for him, he's sucking up your resources, i.e. electricity and water. Because no matter how, you know, low those bills are, when you have more people in your home, those things go up. So that's what I'm talking about. So when I think that when you're looking for somebody to partner up with, they should be self-sustaining no matter how much they make. And if you want somebody to eventually be rich with you, or you want to do generational wealth, there's other ways to go about it. You can do it with a 9-to-5, setting up their proper 401k, setting up good money habits, budgets, investing in property, doing things. There's other ways to get generational wealth into your family besides being an entrepreneur. However, I'm not knocking it. Another thing, most entrepreneurs are broke, or they go through ebbs and flows of, not saying, okay, let me take that back. Not all entrepreneurs are broke, but I am an entrepreneur, been one for a very long time. And there are seasons where your money is hella tight and you can't afford to do fun things. You can't afford, hell, you could probably barely afford to get your ass something from McDonald's sometimes. True story. So look for somebody who is ambitious, because no matter what they do, if they're ambitious and they have a good work ethic, when you put your sauce on what they got going on, or vice versa, like they can add something to your secret sauce, to your YouTube channel, to your whatever you got going on, your book writing, you can add something to maybe their photography business. If you can add on sauce to each other, you're going to grow. You're going to make more money. You're going to have the things that you want. But I think that there's a big misconception of, because there's so many young people now getting bags that normally you couldn't get till your 30s or 40s back in the day. And a lot of young people have this misconception that, oh, this person is living like this, so I need to live like that too. Or he looks like that, or he does that, so I want him to look like that and do that too. You cannot judge your journey with somebody else's, because one, you don't know how they got there. Two, the resources are very different for each individual. And three, that's, you just can't. You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. You don't know what's happening when those lights go off. There was a whole bunch of people coming out on YouTube talking about how broke they were, trying to keep up with appearances, right? So you never want to judge somebody off of what you think they have. And honestly, if you're dating somebody and a question is, well, how much do you make while you're dating, and you're not even coming in like alignment to be together for a future foundation, or you're not living together, that's none of your damn business how much somebody makes, period. I wish a man would ask me, how much do I make? That is the most unattractive statement ever. And I am women, I can tell you, when a man hears that, a man who's solid, a man, even if he has it, a man hearing how much money do you make is a very unattractive statement to make, because it's not your business, unless he's the father of your child and y'all are trying to figure out some kind of custody situation. You know what I mean? Like there's different scenarios for each thing. But if his pockets aren't affecting yours, or you trying to leech, you trying to figure out how much he has to see how much you can get out of him, I don't even know why you listen to this podcast, because we not the type, we don't rock like that. We don't do stuff like that. We have to sustain on our own, so then when we come together, we can either build together, or if you can't sustain on your own and you find somebody who's willing to rock with you and be partners with you, y'all can do it together. You feel me? Like, and we ain't got time for leeches. You should have your own and he should have his own. But going back to standards and requirements are, how does that person treat you? How is their character? Another thing people don't realize is how is their family and their friend circle? To me, birds of a feather flock together. Some people don't agree with that. Some people feel like they have friends of all different types of walks of life. However, I don't. If all my friends are ambitious, all my friends are doing the damn thing for themselves, all my friends I can have intellectual conversations with all of my friends. Now, they're all different. I have friends in the music industry. I have friends that are flight attendants. I have friends who work for Comcast. So it's not really about your occupation. It's your mentality as a person, and it's your character. You feel me? It's who you are inside, because money can come and go. You know, you could be up 1 minute and down the next. You can have a hot year and be making hella money. You lose your job. Or, you know, you decide to change careers. That happened to me. I changed careers and I didn't have it like I used to. But I kept my friends didn't go nowhere because I had real ass friends. You know what I mean? Everybody's on a different path. I know friends who were struggling for years and now they're on. Now they got it. You know what I mean? Now they like, hey, I can take those trips that you said you wanted to take. So really be mindful of that. Now in dating, if that's something you can do for yourself and you feel like you want that in somebody else too, and that's something that you require, that's cool. I'm not telling you not to change that. But be careful with setting certain type of financial caps, because honestly, you can really be overlooking some really good people if you're worried about a job title and, you know, what they're going to do for you necessarily, right? Because a lot of the things that are most important, money can't buy. You know, a man can buy you a whole bunch of shit. There's a whole lot of sugar daddies on websites that will buy you anything that you want. So but that might be your love language, so I'm not knocking it. But I'm just saying, when, for me, not saying be with no broke dude. Please don't get that out of there. I'm not saying that he has to be broke and you just like, oh, it's okay, I could do it myself. No, sis. That's I'm not giving you permission to date from the bottom of the barrel. If he's broke, he shouldn't be dating. He needs to go out and get his own and do what he got to do. But what I'm saying is, if he cares about you, if he's treating you very well, and his financial situation is not hindering your life, right? Because there's a difference. That is something different when, you know, you're dating and you're in his financial situation is now your issue. I've talked about that on another podcast. I was dating a guy who borrowed money. First of all, a man should never ask you to borrow money personally, because that's to me a red flag, because you ain't getting it back, sis. And then you're gonna have some resentment if you anything like me. But anyways, even if he does do it, don't give it if you don't have it. At the time, I gave something I didn't have, and it just didn't work out because his issues became my problems because I was contributing to whatever he had going on. Teach his own. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do. And this is another thing. Investing in a man, putting money behind his vision, if he's already put money in it, but if you want to invest, that's a difference between, hey, I need $20. Or, hey, can you front me $100? Or, hey, can you do... And men, let go of them $40 girls. Oh, all I need is $40. Or she always got her hand out to get her hair and her nails done. That is so unattractive. Now, if you are the type of man that just wants to provide that for his woman, just to take a little load off, cool. But I really feel like that's something that, if that's a luxury that a woman should provide for herself, unless she's in a committed relationship. Again, you guys, these are dating scenarios. I'm not talking about like y'all in it, y'all vibing. You know what's going on right in your relationship. But what I'm saying is, don't have unrealistic expectations or standards, because one thing I've done is, you know how they tell you to write a list, right? I would be open with your list. Because sometimes you can get everything that you want and nothing that you need. And that's happened to me too. This guy, and we're still cool to this day. Like, he's still the homie. But I was dating him years and years and years ago. And he was everything I wanted on paper, but nothing that I needed. And as you grow and develop as a person, especially when you're making your own money and you doing the damn thing, there's a whole lot that you don't need somebody else to do for you, right? If you can sustain yourself, if you could take care of yourself, pay your rent, pay your bills, have some extra money to shop, do your hair, do your nail, all that other stuff, you don't really get gassed and geeked when people want to buy you drinks or when people want to take you out to eat. You get more gassed in everything when somebody pays attention to what you like. Like the little flowers, the little cute stuff. You know what I mean? Do they pay attention to who you are as a person? Do y'all connect? Does this person have the same goals as you? Can you see yourselves together for an extended period of time? Can you see yourself having a family with this person? All things money cannot buy. Money cannot buy connection. Money cannot buy. And it's really not even a vibe. I hate when people say, oh, we vibe. If you're a cool ass chick like me, you can vibe with damn near anybody, right? And not to say it in a degrading way, but I'm a cool ass female, so I can have a conversation with anybody. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're meant to be, or that, you know, just because he's cool and I'm cool in the moment, that that's what's supposed to happen. Absolutely not. You know, but you have to be discerning in yourself. But I challenge everybody out there to not necessarily break your standard. Standards, we already said that. Those are respect, character, all of those things. Those are set. Set those high as hell. Your, I guess, what you want out of somebody. Like, I used to really want somebody that had a college degree, right? That was like one of my criteria. He has to be educated. Well, educated could be in different forms. He could have a trade. Like, my boyfriend now is a graphic designer, one of the best graphic designers I have ever seen. He could work for Pepsi, any corporation. That's how great he is. He learned everything himself and never stepped foot in a college classroom. But he's the best graphic designer I've ever met in my life. And we just have this, I can't even explain it. I don't even want to make it about him right now. But you feel me? Like, I used to be like, he has to have a college degree. There's a lot of people with degrees that ain't doing much. Or that ain't making no money. So ask yourself, why do you want those things? And it's not a bad thing. It's great. Like, I have a college degree, so I'm not knocking it. But if that if that's not going to stop anybody from being ambitious or getting to their bag or providing a better life for you and your future children, then why is that a standard? Or why is that something that's on your list? Again, not knocking you. You know, be as specific as you want to be. But as somebody who's made a list, I've heard, and my homegirl told me this recently. She said, make a list of everything you want and what you think a relationship is supposed to be, and then rip that shit up. Because I've learned so much in this current relationship that has broken a lot of my preconceived notions of how a relationship should go, what it should look like, who I should be with. And the connection that I have with the person I'm with now is just it's different. But it's nothing that I thought it was supposed to be. You feel me? Like, I had just these ideas and expectations and this vision, but what I got is nothing, y'all, what I thought it was going to be. But he has every standard that I require. Respect, loving, caring, checks on me, does for me. You know what I mean? Like, those basic character, ambitious, self-starter, hustler, hard worker. You know what I mean? My baby doesn't clock in, but he gets up every single day and handles his business. So when we are setting our goal, like goals of a future partner, oh, and throw away what you want them to look like, because you can have a preference or something that you're attracted to. But my thing is, I just want to be attracted to the person. Because if I'm like, oh, he has to be 6'5", brown skin, athletic, plays basketball. Like, I'm narrowing down my people. And the man that is meant for you, that God has for you, might not fit that box, sis. He might not be playing basketball overseas or wherever. He might be an accountant. He might be a recruiter. He might be in the military. He might, well, y'all, if y'all want me to do a whole thing about dating military men, I will, because I have some reservations about that, being in the military myself. That's a whole different lifestyle. But you see what I mean? Like, you just don't know. So I would say, set your standards high when it comes to character and treatment. Like, we don't do fuckboys. We don't do mistreatment. We don't do no calls back. We don't do disrespect. We don't do dating multiple people and lying about it. We don't do none of that. We deal with honest people. People that's going to tell you the truth, even if it might hurt your feelings. Honest people. You feel me? So when you have your standards, keep those as high to the sky. But when it comes to like your wish list and priorities, maybe you want to alter them a little bit. Oh, and I do want to say this too. Now, when I say this, pay attention to where you are in your life, because those are a little different. If you're in your early 20s and you're not worried about having a family and you just want to live your best life, then that's the type of person that you should date. You don't have to worry about family and all that now until you guys are ready to talk about it. But if you're older like me, I'm 31, I'll be 32 in August. If that's a priority to you, priorities are different. If a family and being married and things are a priority to you, then that's something different as well. Because timing is everything. And you can find the perfect person, but if it's not the right time or y'all don't want the same thing at the same time, it's not going to work. Because somebody's going to have to settle for what they don't want. And you don't want to be with somebody who feels like they're stuck with you, or you don't feel like you're just settling with somebody because they're not ready. And you want to just sit around and wait until they're ready. So that's a personal preference. I personally don't sit around and wait for nobody to be ready. I find people who are ready and I link with them. Just saying. So make sure that when you're setting your standards high, once keep those short. Like keep those like, you know, I want to be attracted to that person. I want a person to have great conversation with me. You know, those are things that you vibe out and you should be attracted to that person. Don't throw that out the window. That's very important. And priorities. Where are you at in your life? What do you want? What do you want? But what type of car they drive? What type of apartment do they have? I mean, it should be nice and safe and clean. But what, like, do they stay in a high rise or do they stay in a regular apartment? Like, come on, sis. Don't be shallow. Because shallow will get you, keep you single. And honestly, men can smell, like men who are aware and really looking for something real can smell a shallow woman from a mile away. And you will be the most unattractive thing to him. So don't take my words for it. Do what you feel is right. Do what you feel is up to you. And I get when people talk about, oh, I manifest this man. However, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And I'm sure you don't meet every single thing on his wish list either. You feel me? So be open. Keep your standards high. Priorities high are important. And just keep your wants low. Because you don't want to overlook a really good person and that fits for you and fits your life and fits your future because you have unrealistic expectations of what a relationship should be or who that person should be. All right. Hope you guys got something out of this. I love you guys so much for hanging out with me. You can always DM me on Instagram at @BrittanyTheHost to put in your topics. And I love you guys so much. I hope you guys are staying safe out there. Do not forget to register and vote. You guys, we still have this November election coming up. It is imperative that you guys go out and get registered and vote. All right. I love you guys so much. Peace.